Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the second podcast.
Hello.
Gorosh and Gorosh continue to talk about how to finish a degree course in history and, I would like to say a few more words, on philology. In the first podcast, we talked about how to motivate oneself to really get going, to take the decision to finish one's course of studies, to get started, and to take stock of one's course of studies, to locate, and this will be the topic for today, to locate a research topic, a subject matter, something that one can shape into a proper project from the list of courses, the list of term papers that you've gathered along the lines that we outlined in the first podcast. Now, Clara, what is the question now? Where are we? What is the problem? What is the issue?
Okay, so I made a list, like you said, and I found out that I did a lot of seminars on social protests, mainly in the 19th century. So this is what I would like to focus on now. But how do I proceed from here? Okay, now I know it's going to be social protests in the 19th century, but how do I get from here to a subject matter, to a topic?
Mm-hmm. This is a good question because you don't want to come to my office. I was saying I'd like to do
this. Yeah, I'd like to do this. Exactly. I want to come to something properly. You know?
Something more that has the shape of a project.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about identifying a topic. What exactly is it that you want to do? Is it revolts? Is it revolutions?
It's revolts.
Okay, revolts. And it is the 19th century.
Yes.
Okay, so then have you identified revolts? Whose revolts? Where would they be? Who would be? Which nation, which region, which country? Anything like this?
The regions are going to be Britain. I did a term paper on the Chartists. And I also did a term paper on the weavers in Silesia.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
So this would be Germany then.
Mm-hmm. And French. You studying French?
Yeah, I'm studying French. I thought about that as well because I wanted to combine my two subjects because I don't want to cut out French completely. So I looked, is there something similar going on in France? And yes, there is. It's the same time period. It's the 1830s in France where the weavers started two revolts, actually that kind of a movement building up there. So I have three regions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you have three regions, Germany, Britain and France, three languages. You will be studying material in German, in French and in English. So this is a history subject matter. We have revolts in the early 19th century in comparison, looking at, and this would be a very rough working title, looking at France, Germany and Britain. Let me say a few words for students who want to do something in the other way around, starting with the philology, starting with English, studying English, for example, and doing history as their second subject in their minor, or doing theology or doing anything else. So you may want to think, all of you may want to think how to combine your two subject matters to gratify yourself and appreciate the work that you've done and draw things together and, of course, explore new subjects, new issues. So identify your expertise, and for students looking for a subject matter for a final thesis in the philology, we, of course, have to look for literary texts. We have, and as you asked in the first podcast, Clara, about which sub-discipline to choose, linguistics, literary studies, culture studies. This is, of course, something that you have to decide along the number of seminars you've taken in each of the sub-disciplines. Where is your expertise? Where is your interest, your field of interest? So work on that. And should it be literary studies, which is, of course, my subject, literary and culture studies, then go for a period, as did Clara with the 19th century and the revolts and social protest movements. Go for a period, say the 19th century, and then study if your department, when this department should have something like a guideline, a set of guidelines, how to write final thesis, of course, first of all, term papers, then final thesis. And your department should have issued a reading list of literary texts that you may choose from for your final thesis. And in the case of a philology, you have to decide whether you rehash something, you use something that you've done in a course, in a seminar, a literary text or a set of literary texts that you've discussed, mm-hmm. or films that you've discussed, and develop a new take on them, a subject matter, a new subject matter, or whether you would like, at the end of your course of your studies, to do something new, to read a new text, like, I've never read Dickens, let me use the time that I have to finish my course of studies to read something new, to learn something new.
Yeah, so to all that I can, all what I learned, you know, like, now try on something new, not reproduce something. Yeah, okay. Okay, good, very good. So now I know my period, of which I want to write about. I have my, you know, like, global topic, the revolt in my case, or I've got, like, Dickens. So when do I contact the professor? And does it have to be the professor? Can I ask other lecturers?
Mm-hmm. Very good question. Professor, of course, first port of call. The professor, mm-hmm. he or she coordinates the discipline, the sub-discipline, and, of course, then decides who is ready to take on candidates for final thesis. And this may vary from department to department. Okay. There are departments who have decided, well, the professor has decided it's only just me. There are other departments who have decided senior lecturers may come in.
Okay.
And there are other departments who decide, of course, we have such a large number of students to look after. All of us have to share in the work, yeah. of taking on supervising final thesis. So this is something that you will have mm-hmm. to discuss with the lecturer at hand. You may use visit him or her in her office hours.
Good, okay.
In her office hours to ask, would you be willing? Would that be a good idea? But something that perhaps we do in the next podcast, something mm-hmm. I would strongly suggest is to prepare yourself properly for the first visit with the potential supervisor.
Okay.
And I would like to say something about the working title and about a short concept paper that you should bring for your first visit to your chosen professor or lecturer.
Okay, this concept paper, do I send this him or her beforehand? Or?
Which, this is an absolutely good question and a good idea. And may I suggest that we talk about this next time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
See you then.
Bye-bye.